today on Real Radio.
We must remember the origin of sin is with Satan. You've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That sin of this world has no power over you anymore, so we need to stop letting it have its way with us. We think we have to give in. Stand against it. Fight.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Disarming the Power of Sin, Part 1, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. You know, the prophet Isaiah is well known for both his near and far prophecies. God used him to warn Judah and the city of Jerusalem of the coming judgment if they don't turn from their sin. But God also gave him visions far into the future, the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, and what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In Isaiah chapter 19, we learned that God has a reason for everything he does and always has a plan. God continues to be at work, whether it's in the nations of the world or in our very own personal lives. That's why it's so important to pray and not lose hope for ourselves, for our country, and for the nation of Israel. Now in chapter 20, we'll see how Isaiah becomes a walking, living, breathing parable, revealing the nature of God and his plan for the future. So today on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that when we are crucified with Christ, we're no longer a slave to sin. Jesus died on the cross to free us from sin. The moment we accept Christ as our Savior and put our faith in him is the moment we have victory over Satan's lies and temptations. And now, continuing in his lesson called Disarming the Power of Sin, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
If we get just this far, that's just tough. That's the way it's got to be. This way, ladies and gentlemen, I believe this. Let's have a little agreement tonight. I'm going to ask you to join me, and I'll join you from this moment on. If you're not doing this already, let's start this tomorrow morning. Here's the deal. None of us get out of bed tomorrow. Nobody gets out of bed. You say, right on. Nobody gets out of bed tomorrow morning until we say, Lord, I present my mind, my spirit, my body to you. Cause me today to be filled with your Holy Spirit right now and to walk in the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And then roll out of bed. What I just said to you just now look, don't lecture me in the foyer about this is my thing. You stay out of my thing. This is my thing. I say that to the Lord every day, not out of repetition, but because I mean it. Okay? I mean it. And I literally put my feet on planet Earth. Because think about it. When you're laying on the bed, you're not on Earth. That's the way I look at it. You're in the bed. It's not touching the ground. Could you tell I was supposed to be a lawyer in life? Technically, you're not on the ground. You're on the bed. The moment your feet touch the ground, you're on Earth. That's when my day begins. And I want to be suited up to take on the day because, listen, I got to go from my bed all the way to the bathroom. Anything could happen. Anything could happen. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to fight all 15 feet where I start my day. And then, you know, got to go to the kitchen. Oh boy, what's on the other end? I don't know if I should share this. You know what? I don't know. You know what? I don't know. No, listen, this is going to be, we'll get complaints about this, but I see lights on back there, and that means there's uplinks going to other places, and maybe I should do what God wants me to do and forget about the restraints. Here's the thing. Some years ago, prayed that prayer exactly as I showed you a moment ago, because I'm very aware of how the members of my body, eyes, head, feet, can get into trouble. So I presented that prayer to God like normal. I remember it being very, very as normal. My body just, I cannot sleep. I wake up extremely early. It's nothing spiritual about it. It's just I've always woken up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It's just the way I work. And I'm going down the hallway, and I'm going into the kitchen. And I remember I prayed that prayer, ladies and gentlemen. And I remember I went to the coffee pot, and I was putting water in it. And I knew Lisa was standing right by me. My thought was, what is she doing up so early? What's wrong? I turned around, and about 5 or 6 feet away from me, there was this thing standing in my kitchen that had no feet. It just had long, gray, flowing type of robe thing. It had these extremely long arms that went into like hooks. And it had a face that was elongated with long, dripping, black, oily hair. Eyes with no mouth and no nose. And I turned and I looked, and there was absolutely no fear in my heart whatsoever. I looked at it, and in my mind, I had the thought, what are you doing here? It was this thought in my mind. I am sanctified by God, and this home belongs to the Lord. What are you doing here? And in that, this thing pixelated and faded away. What had happened? What was going on? I learned a very important thing. It was just a matter of days after that. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but there was just a matter of days after that where an unbelievable, glorious, wonderful opportunity came to honor God and to bless God. And it opened the door and it changed my life for the good. I believe that if that wouldn't have happened, I might have missed that opportunity. Why? Because that situation caused me to be super in tune that there's a world, ladies and gentlemen, that is not of this world. It is real. I learned a long time ago as an early Christian that if you can touch it and feel it and smell it, it's not nearly as real as the things you cannot touch and feel. The enemy is out. He doesn't sleep. He seeks to destroy you. He will use things, and he's brilliant. The things that you're cuddling with, the things that you're coddling, the things that you allow, the things that you tolerate that God is wanting you to deal with, listen, it's not as cute as you think. It's not real. The thing that you're looking at or entertaining is not real. What's real is the invisible thing behind it. And you want to get out of bed and say, God, my body belongs to you. My mind belongs to you. My spirit is yours. You died on the cross for me. You paid a debt to take away my sins, and you bought me at a price. I'm yours. And I believe that's part of putting on the believer's armor to meet the day every day. We must remember the origin of sin is with Satan. You've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That sin of this world has no power over you anymore, so we need to stop letting it have its way with us. We think we have to give in. Stand against it. Fight. When somebody's attacking your home and trying to steal away your husband or steal away your wife, you fight. Call your friends who love God. Have them start fasting and prayer for you. I mean that. Is somebody trying to pervert your kid at college? Get a prayer group together. And listen, right now here in Chino Hills, you can pray and go after that professor or those people or that person or that whoever it is. And in the spirit, you can pray and go to war. And you can fight. Listen, there's power. God promises there's power. We have not because we ask not, says the Bible. We need a war. Listen, if there's ever going to be a revival in America, and I have grave doubts, but if there's ever going to be a revival, it will not be big churches, it will not be cool music, it will not be none of that stuff. It's going to be what's needed the most. It will be holiness. God's people will get holy. God's people will be so different from the world, we won't ever, ever talk about trying to be relevant. God will say, I tell you what, it's time to get relevant with heaven. Some people say, well, now watch out, Pastor. You can become so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. You know what? We're so earthly minded, we're no heavenly good. How about if we're heavenly minded, then we'll be earthly good? Isaiah the prophet, a holy man, dedicated to God. A sinner? Yes, just like us, but devoted to God without question. And God is speaking to him. And the origin of sin will destroy if we let it. The awesome thing is, God has given us the victory. In Romans chapter 6, verse 6, Romans 6, verse 6, it says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. Now, our old man is not your dad. The old man is the old you. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with. Listen to this. This is in the present tense. This is now. My body is not subject to the demands of sin anymore. That we should no longer be its slave. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Would you agree with that? You ever seen a dead man being tempted? You could just pass fish tacos under my nose if I'm dead. Nothing's gonna happen. You don't, listen. If you're dead, the stuff of the world doesn't bother you anymore. You're dead. No dead guy takes a second look. Right? The Bible says we're dead. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Verse 8, Romans 6, 8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. So listen, the moment you put your heart, your faith, your life, your trust in Jesus, the old Jack, the day I accepted Christ, now let me announce this rightly. The day I accepted Christ, Jack died on June 20th, 1977. It's a Monday night just before 9 o'clock at night. Jack died. Obituary. Jack's dead. How do I know? Something happened. My mind changed. I wouldn't have been able to tell you at that moment, but God moved inside. I learned that later. But I knew I was different. It seemed to be a little more crowded up here now. It used to be just me telling me what to do with me. And then there was this habit being confronted by a new me. How do I know it was a new me? Because I could hear my voice, but my voice was speaking words that were absolutely not of my vocabulary or my logic. When my mind used to say, hey, I have an idea, I would run to fulfill it. But after that night, my mind would say, I've got an idea. And then the next thought was, but we don't do that anymore. Oh, why? That's right. Wow, that's weird. That's where it starts. That's how it starts. And God begins to take over. And you must admit that as we progress, as we grow, knowing this, number one, theologically, if I would have died 1 minute after I accepted Christ, I would have gone straight to heaven. But I didn't. And so as I have lived, what happens? Every day I get up and I must remember the origin of sin and that it has no power over me anymore, because not because I can handle it. I cannot handle it. He handled it. And when it knocks on the door, I can say, listen, Galatians 2:20. It's not here. It's going to It'll be in the next week. I have been crucified with Christ. Think of that. Nobody walks away from a crucifixion. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. That's weird. But the life I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So I present my life to him. The Holy Spirit, the moment you present yourself, so think about tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow? Do you have a big surgery tomorrow? Do you have a big project tomorrow? Do you have a free day tomorrow? Do you have a, what is it? What's tomorrow? Whatever tomorrow is, here's the deal. Lord, I present myself to you today completely. And you're going to go be busy about the things that you're supposed to be busy about, all the while knowing that whatever you're doing, you're a Christian doing it. And the enemy hates you. And he's going to be shooting at you. Thoughts, feelings, emotions. He's going to package the arrows of temptation in whatever flavor or color works. What works, listen, what works for Tom may not work for Mike. What works for Betty may not work for Peggy. The enemy studies us. They know. Well, Jack, how can we confront such a formidable foe? We don't have to. All we are called to do is to resist. And you resist by presentation. Lord, I'm yours. Once you make that presentation tomorrow morning, for example, I want you to live boldly tomorrow. I mean it. I am not playing games with you. Live boldly tomorrow. Once you say, Lord, I'm yours, here's the day, it's yours, fill me with your spirit to meet today's demands. I don't want you to shy away from the day. I don't want you to tiptoe around the day. I want the day to be terrified of you. And so as you get up, Lord, I remember last night's message. I remember that the origin of sin came from Satan, and I have nothing to do with him. Amen. I want you, Jesus. I don't want that. And I know, I can confess that those origins of sin in my life ruined me. Nothing good ever comes out of it. Sure, the Bible, absolutely true and honest, sin is pleasurable for a season. You know the Bible says that? But seasons change. And what's planted in the summer comes up in the spring. And it could kill you. No, God, I don't want anything to do with that. Listen, don't say anything to anybody. But is that what you want? Do you want that? If you want that, that's because the Holy Spirit's prompting you. That's the Spirit of God speaking to you. That's part of his confirmation in your life that you belong to him. Amen. He's saying to you, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Don't be tripped up like that. Let's fight. Let's go. And so this week, there's going to be a temptation. I'm not a prophet. This is a nonprofit church. But I'll tell you what. I know me. I know us. Temptation's going to come. It's going to come. It might even, who knows? And You're gonna have to deal with it. What will you do with it? I want you to be like this. I want you to be like that. And when it comes, I recognize this is temptation. It's coming against me because it's not good, and I'm supposed to fight it. You take it on by fighting it. When it comes, don't say, oh, I got to give in to it. It's a temptation. You got to fight. Fight against the attacks. Satan's desire is to get you, because if he gets you, he can get your kids. He can get your friends. As much as God loves you, Satan hates you. But thank God, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm wondering if just this group of brave soldiers who soldiered the rain tonight, just us would say, I'm going to fight. Satan has no hold on me. I died with Christ at the cross. I have a new life. I live for him. The enemy has nothing on me. I'm free from that. There's no law that judges me. The grace of God sustains me. There's no condemnation that can come upon me. I have been given the power by the Lord to resist the enemy, and he must flee. We'll talk more about this stuff next week. How we need this. Father, we thank you for your truth. Lord God, we pray. Church, let's stand right now. Kind of, let's just lift our hands, okay? Don't worry, you'll be okay. Father, we present ourselves tonight. We're not going to wait till tomorrow morning. We give ourselves to you now, Father God. We ask you to galvanize us against the wiles of the devil. We ask you, Father, to fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit's power. Lord, we need discernment. These are dark, sinister days. We need to be able to see in the dark. We ask you, Father, that you'd just remove from any of us any spirit of timidity, that we would be bold, that we'd speak the truth in love, that we would, Lord, deal with those things that come against our lives, that we would no longer aid and abet the enemy by tolerance or compromise. And Lord, help us, Lord. Some of these strongholds of the enemy are just deep-seated down inside of us, thoughts or attitudes. Whatever it may be, Father God, we don't want it in our lives. We don't want it to hinder our relationship with you. So, Father, we present ourselves to you tonight. And we ask you, Lord God, that we'd go forth from this place walking in the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, it's in that name. It's by that name we thank you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Radio, in a message called Disarming the Power of Sin, Part 1. Thanks for taking the time to join us today, and thank God that Jesus already paid the price for our sin, so that it no longer has any power over our lives. Disarming the Power of Sin, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, The Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before the day he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, the book of Isaiah can be a hard one to follow, especially if you've missed any of the episodes here on Real Radio. So if you're wondering how to catch up, we've got good news for you. Just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the tab that says Listen. Once there, you can start listening to the most recent episodes, or you can go all the way back to the beginning of our series on Isaiah, with titles such as Government God's Way, or When God Restores, and Being Right with God. You can catch an episode you might have missed, or you can simply review as you go along. So head on over to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Listen tab. The Isaiah sermon series is there for you. It's all in order from the most recent episode. You may have to wait for the latest one to upload, but keep on checking. It's well worth the wait. You'll find that all right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, here's our phone number if you should need it. It's 877-RR-RADIO. That's a toll-free phone call. 877-777-2346. Also, here's the address. Jot this one down. P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.